This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yardy B. EB was gone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I knew why he was leaving. I'm just telling you.
First of all, I didn't evacuate yesterday.
Did you have another Lunchable?
No, I didn't have a Lunchable. But I had this nut. I knew I was in trouble today because I didn't evacuate yesterday. I was walking around and I was basically had a baby in me. And I said, I'm going to have this. The nuts that I like, the nuts with the cheese and the cranberry, the little treats. You feel like it's somewhat healthy for you, right? It's one of the few things over here that we might. Something in here moves my bowels. Okay. I don't know what it is. As soon as I had two of them.
Yeah.
Two or three of the cheese things and whatever. And all of a sudden it started moving. And it was becoming a disaster. And I've never done this. Honestly, in 28 years, how many times have I said to you, Valdez, I can't even hold on for the spot. I know I have a spot to do at 8:14. I'm not. It's the very high likelihood I poop my pants.
I can't move. It's unusual. I know, but I can't move. To let you know, I can't move anything else.
That's fine. I literally just gave birth to a small child.
Gross.
Did you have your coffee this morning?
Yes, and I added the heavy whipping cream
that could have been the catalyst.
Something.
Also, he's due. Yeah.
I was so due. Yeah. I woke up this morning and I was a little alarmed. I was like, I can't believe because I'm
you
regular.
Went a day.
I went a day without. Well, you know how much. Do you guys ever think about how much?
I go daily.
Oh, I know, but to miss
but
a day.
But just think about after you do that, don't you think? I can't believe that was just in my body seconds ago.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah, I can't believe I was walking around with that grossness.
Sure.
In my body. I'm so.
It's the reason your body wants to get rid of it.
I'm such a clean person, and that nastiness was in there. It's just like, it's unbelievable.
You're back. You feel lighter. You feel like you go for a run marathon now.
I feel good.
But this is like a more recent phenomenon.
Which is?
Like. The past year, maybe 2 years.
The morning show duties.
Yeah, just the constant evacuation. Yeah.
It's been a ramping up.
It is.
I've been working on the show in some capacity
for 14 years now.
Yeah.
The last, this is a very recent, very new phenomenon.
It's been an uptick.
Definitely an uptick.
It could be because I'm drinking more coffee than I ever have. I do think that I'm developing some sort of... milk thing,
like lactose intolerance.
Yeah, lactose.
I think there's something there,
and that's not good because you pound cheese daily.
Cheese and the cream in your coffee.
The heavy whipping cream
is that cheese?
Oh, it's dairy.
Well, it's dairy.
I have no idea. I know.
It's all the dairy.
You have a dairy. Your body rejects dairy.
No, I don't think it fully rejects it because I love it so much. But I think it's.
it might be reaching a breaking point.
It's not thrilled with it right now.
Yeah, it's not crazy about it.
But if
this is what I would like for you to track your duties for a week, okay?
Yeah.
And then the following week, eliminate dairy from your diet and see what your duty schedule is.
You might have to pay me a lot of money. There's no cheese for a week.
That's tough.
If I take away sugar and I take away cheese, what's left?
What's left to live for?
What's left to live for?
Yeah. There's definitely though been an uptick, much like there's been an uptick on Jason clearing his throat.
No.
Like, I think he's always done it, but in the last couple of years, it's constant. He can't go 5 minutes, and he'll hit the button to turn off the mic from time to time, but, like, he's
so
a radio host
it's
who
so
on
loud.
Mic goes...
and it's always worse from, like, 6 until, like, 8.
It's bad 6 to 10.
Okay. but it's really bad.
But it's really bad but the first that couple is, segments.
How long do you think, you're our show historian, Valdez. Yeah. I don't recall that. Definitely not when we were a nighttime show. No. I don't recall that really in Lanham.
It's just, dude,
I think it's a new phenomenon.
It's a new phenomenon. That Jason's throat clear, I feel like, has been happening for like 5 or 6 years now.
Let me clear my throat.
I just think he's older. He's got more allergies or something. He's more stuffy. He's not talking until he gets here. And all of a sudden, when he opens his mouth, he realizes how messed up
Jason
told
us a tick, though. You don't have to go. It could whatever be like, he does. I can't even do what he does.
My daughter years ago had a habit cough. She had a habit cough, and she eventually
I've never heard of it.
It.
What's a habit cough?
Like probably what Jason has. Like
you know, explain it. Like I've never heard of that.
Like you, instead of like a real like
it's psychological.
Yeah, it's a psychological cough or like a
that's
tick.
That's a thing that people have.
Yes.
Sure.
Why did she have a habit cough?
I don't.
How
know
did you know it was a habit cough?
Because it kept happening and kept recurring. Because
she wasn't sick.
Like. Daily, like every day.
No, to explain it to me because I've never heard of such
a thing.
Usually
at night, like maybe when she was like getting ready to sleep, like she would just start like going on like a coughing jag and she wasn't sick. It was just part of her routine. And then she eventually got
It's like an OCD cough.
I've never heard of
that. Jason's thing is almost like.
I believe you, I've just never heard of it.
It'd be as if I was cracking my knuckles on the air or doing some sort of habit.
Right.
And I think he's just gotten into the habit of it. More so than a physical need.
I feel like he's full of mucus.
He definitely is that.
I know, but here's...
I mean, he hawks up these massive loogies.
I know, but here's the problem. Here's the issue. Is that he knows he has this loogie thing hanging around him. So why would you not, like, go get some hot water and try and clear it out before the show starts?
Right.
Because he doesn't care that much.
Or just wait till the commercial break. But your thing, I think, is more a diet. You've changed something in your diet. It might be the coffee consumption. Your uptick in going to the bathroom. I mean, everybody has to go to the bathroom, but you never used to have. Like you can say that you have never moved. Maybe you've never moved the commercial breaks around.
There's more
or the spots around. But you have left segments.
Yeah.
Well, at least every couple of weeks you leave a segment to go to the bathroom, right? Is that fair? Is that fair, Cakes?
It
seems like.
But we're at the end of a segment. Like it's dying. I got to poop. I need extra time.
Or you miss the beginning of segments. Either way,
you
often miss the beginning of segments because of your bathroom activities.
Right, that's why it's better for me to leave the end of an interview.
Hey, can we put a Comrex in the stall? That's probably the move. That's probably the next move.
Right.
That's the evolution.
Now, you weren't asking for Cakes went into the other studio kind of serious it seemed like and he was like now he asked for something non-serious but he said hey Valdez can you get Baby One More Time
by Britney
ready for me. It sounded like he had a serious announcement.
Well, it's not that serious, but it's serious to me.
But it wasn't that EB's going to the bathroom again.
No, I'm
not going to the bathroom.
It's an embarrassing admission.
All right,
I have a problem.
Yeah.
You help us? Can we play the dumb guessing game? It's not that you're going on the alt cast again,
no,
right?
It's not about the alt cast. No. It's way more, to me, it's way more serious
so
than
what
that.
Is the soundtrack you're playing in the background?
Baby One More Time.
Oh, okay.
It has relevance to my admission. You guys are welcome to guess if you want, but I'll tell you. I have a problem. I do have a problem.
Did it happen today?
No.
You ran out of Scotty's vodka.
No, but I am down to one spare bullet bottle, so we'll have to get Scotty on the horn to replenish.
You went bowling and hurt your thumb again.
No. No, but you're getting closer.
An injury.
It's not an injury.
But
it does have to do with like an athletic pursuit.
So tennis. Something happened.
I have a problem.
You had something with tennis.
Oh, you hit somebody else in the head
for the third time. I have now hit my doubles partner in the head with a serve.
Same guy?
Your coach?
No. The first time I did it was my guy, Coach Harwood.
Yeah.
The last two times
I've
done it.
Guy's like 65 years old.
It's my guy.
He's going to kill him.
It's my guy, Larry. I don't even know his last name. Larry, great dude. We play tennis with all the time.
He's such a great dude. You don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name.
That's hilarious.
I love Larry. He's so good at tennis, and he's such a good dude, and he took it in stride. But let me just also say that
just have a serving lesson?
I did. So I warned Larry because he was my partner.
Really know where it's
I
gone.
Said, Larry, I took a lesson from my guy Carlos yesterday.
Right.
And I'm presently in the lab working, like I'm deconstructing everything. So I said, don't be surprised if I hit you today. And what did I do? I hit him like it was toward the end of the second set. It was a first serve. But again, look, first of all, I'm not Andy Roddick. I'm not launching these missiles. Right. I'm not launching missiles at people.
Right. I get
but it. Still, like, you don't want to get hit in the head by your doubles partner when they're serving. And I've now done it three times.
It's in the head?
In the head.
Happens afterwards is there any laughter or is it concern?
Well,
what happens?
No.
Not from you. If I'm on the other team,
I
might be laughing.
The first time I did it, and I hit Coach Harwood, he went down in a heap on the court, and I thought I killed the guy.
I mean, he's a very spry, athletic guy.
He is, yeah.
But he looks frail.
Now, also,
he just does because he's an older
defense,
guy.
Coach Harwood's a big target. He's like 6'6", like easier to hit. Larry's
shouldn't these
shorter.
Guys, though, with you serving,
yes.
All right, start back on the baseline. I know that's not.
Maybe not on the baseline, but maybe.
They don't need to be all up on the net.
Maybe a little further back, or a little wider to the
wider side.
I'm just going to have to tell any doubles partner going forward, hey, the serve, especially.
You can convince him, say, I really want you to protect the line.
Oh, and by the way, no.
Don't let anything beat you down the line.
This is tennis geeky, and I know nobody cares. But the brain block for me, my problem side, is serving to the ad side. To the ad side of the court. Because that's where I've hit each person. In the ad side. Not to the deuce side.
Right.
Deuce side, I'm fine. It's something.
So it's
to
when
do
you're
with,
going cross court on the ad.
It's something.
You're hitting like a slicer.
Telling you, it's fully in my head. Like Tom Wilson is in the Rangers head. Serving to the ad side is in my head.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
It's.
I think it's because those guys are standing probably in the middle, and you're.
No, hitting. They're not standing. Like he's more off to the right. I'm just telling. It's.
They're no, the middle of that.
Cakes
he's,
is spraying it.
Of that. Dude, that's
yeah, but Cakes is telling you, though, that he is spraying it big time.
Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm a big mess. I'm trying to get everything under control. I'm a menace.
Were there other close calls, or it's like a real outlier?
That one was more of an outlier. But, I mean, that ball sought his head out and definitely plunked him. So, Larry, I apologize. Any futures doubles partners, I apologize. You might just have to have your head on a swivel. When I'm serving to the ad.
I don't know how it works in a country club. Like, so you have different doubles partners
or
is it kind of
with.
Just like a group of people show up at 4 o'clock?
No, we have
o'clock
like a text thread. Like,
it's like pickup.
Hey, who can play this night? Whatever.
He could be playing matches. He could be doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So
be whatever you want.
I'm a mess. Currently in the lab trying to get the negative serve thoughts out of my dome. It's terrorizing me. It's paralyzing. It's paralyzing me with fear now.
Well, what
it's like having it's like having the shanks.
I got the yips.
And the yips.
You need to get the guy to be over by the line, the sideline, and then as soon as it's over, then you come back over.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You tell him to protect the line.
Or I'll just have to give my...
Say, I can handle cross court. Can you protect the line?
He can move. Or yeah, they can duck down.
I'm just going to give my future partners like a batting helmet. So whenever I'm serving. Because it's becoming a real problem. Yeah. It's an issue.
At the end of the day, tennis ball not going to kill. It's probably not going to kill you.
That is true.
Not from a cake serve.
No.
Definitely
not from my serve.
He said it himself. He said he's not Andy Roddick. I don't know. Oh, you think about it. I haven't played tennis with cakes in 20 years.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a good thing.
What did Carlos say when he gave you a lesson? Did he give you what were you doing wrong?
I wasn't snapping my wrist. I wasn't using my arm was straight instead of using my elbow to there's a lot of things going on.
Right.
There's
a
lot of moving parts over
all
here.
Right. You're a work in progress.
Yes.
Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.